Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to dedicate this to all of the Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, the food you eat? No. I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. So, it was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj, all day. I have my co-host on the line. I have Taylor Danes, Andre Ziegler, and my deep thought. What's up, good people?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, hey, hey.
Come back, Dre.
Well, I'm personally glad Dre is still breathing, because I see that he had he's been busy. He had celebrated a birthday, and I didn't see him on Facebook for a couple of days. I got a little nervous.
What? How you didn't see me on the book? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your book?
I didn't see your post. I didn't see.
I'm gonna need you to put the star beside my name.
I'm not gonna do that, but okay. That's a bit much.
Okay, so welcome to The Code. Tonight is going to be an interesting night because we're going to have some trial and probably some error here because we will be adding a new feature to our show where you can go live with us. So, yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, that's how it's going to be. Let me go ahead and put the disclosure out there. We cuss, we drink, we do oddballish things. We say shit that you probably don't like. It's fine. It's okay with us if you don't like it. Yeah. So can y'all hear me good? Because I'm actually calling from my laptop and I don't have on any headphones. So can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, just see, look, the first part is already taken care of. So tonight on the call, we're talking about girl talk versus guy talk, and who has the worst conversations between the two.
Shit, y'all.
Dangerous. You think women talk to me?
Oh, y'all some disgusting motherfuckers. I have seen screenshots. I have seen it all. Well, y'all are mad. I thought dudes talk grimy, but a lot of dudes, they keep shit to themselves because they don't want everybody to know their business. But y'all females were,
Okay, so before we go any further, I'm going to
try to add this live feed. Let's pray that this works. I hope nobody excuse me for what I look like. So let's see. Wait a minute. So just give me a second as I get to the live feed. Whoosh. Excuse me, just said we do. Wait a minute. Y'all be patient with me because y'all know I really don't do live, right? Y'all know that, right?
Mm-hmm. We know.
It's okay.
I don't do it either.
But we're going to try it this day.
All righty.
Wait a minute. I'm getting it pulled up. Give me a second. Hashtag the code live. Hashtag it.
Before the show started, I want to say to the people that's out there in Facebook land with them fake-ass fucking damn movie links and shit, stop posting that shit on my goddamn post.
Oh, wow. Okay. Who did? Damn. Okay, so we're up live now. So the show is live. I'm on Facebook Live now. So tonight on the call, we will be talking about...
Oh, you
guys.
Okay.
Okay, so we're
me. So, Medisa, I'm getting ready to invite you in. So wait a minute, invite friend, Medisa. You won't let me click on you. Okay, wait a minute. I got to find you now because you have to be watching in order to get added into the conversation so that I can
somebody
see you live.
Somebody got their lifted lips on, got their hair flipped and shit.
Here's my fair faucet.
Jesus.
Okay, well, I'm inviting you too. Got my fair faucet flip. Y'all better tell me something. But anyway, so tonight on the call, we're talking about girl talk versus guy talk. So from what Dre said that women speak worse than men do. I need to know how y'all feel about this. So Dre, again, tell the people what your thought process was.
Well, from the things I have seen, from the screenshots, like, say for instance, like I was in one group, it was a couple days ago, two chicks that was in the chat group, in the chat line thing, they got to beefing with each other because they find out that they were screwing the same dude. So they started screenshotting everything that was said in the thing. And I'm like, I'm just reading these screenshots like, y'all are some of the nastiest women. Y'all talk about them. Don't let it be. Like for instance, sweatpants season is about to start. Oh, my God. I ain't know my life knew that women looked at dick prints and shit.
Listen.
And it's
listen,
like, on the chat line, y'all talk about dick prints, the beards, this person is cute, but this person is ugly. And y'all just go all the way in. Dudes, we don't do that.
Yes, y'all do. I know y'all have some girls.
Because 9 times out of 10, one of the dudes, they like, if you talking to them about a chick and shit, one of them fucked a duck. And they don't want nobody to know. So they ain't gonna tell everything. Y'all tell. Y'all gossip. Y'all go hard.
Wow. I don't think we do. We talk about other stuff. We don't talk about just men and stuff. We talk about other stuff. We talk about clothes. We talk about hair. We talk about eyebrows. We talk about makeup. We talk about kids, livelihood. Like, we talk about a lot of stuff. We don't just talk about men and their penises and stuff.
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, even though the conversation does come up, but, I mean, that ain't all we talk about and stuff. Like, what makes you think we just talk about? Really?
I mean, I'm trying to agree with you, like,
don't act like you ain't on them damn chat groups, in them chat rooms. Y'all talk nasty as fuck. And I'm going to tell you how you really know that a female is in a nasty-ass chat group. To all the men that's out there that's listening to this show, if you live with your girl and she's on the laptop and she talk about, and she's, like, chatting in the chat room with other girls, just go over and look over her shoulder. If she don't shut that damn thing down and you couldn't see it in it, I'm telling you, the shit is on fire. 9 out of 10, you look over your female shoulder and she's in the chat room and they talk about other shit, she gonna shut it down so you can't see it. And when they do that, that shit is disgusting. You don't want to know what they talk about.
First of all, that does not mean that. That might be. We could be talking about things that have nothing to do with the man. We could be talking about anything. You just someone said I am.
Right.
So you can't say that we're sitting around talking about disgusting things all the time. Like sometimes we may not even be sitting. I'm not in nobody's group chat where it's nothing but females. I'm not in that. I don't have anything like that in my inbox. I apologize if y'all feel like I do, but I don't. I don't sit around talking about my personal pain.
Exactly.
No, I don't do that. Now, if it's me and my girls and we sitting around, you know, 5 bottles of wine, then we might be talking about some stuff.
Right. But not in those private public forums, as I call them, because they have selected people, and I don't know how them bitches to be telling them my business no way. So, therefore, nope, not gonna do it.
I don't think women have that bad of a conversation. I think that what has happened is that we found out how some men talk when it comes to the conversation that they have, and we just tweaked it a little bit and made it a little bit better and more colorful. What y'all think?
But my thing, we talk about the same shit that they talk about, because some of them do talk about y'all pillow talk with each other too. So, you know, y'all tell
yeah,
all
we,
this
we
shit.
Do, but we don't do it to the extent that y'all do it on. I'm telling you, we don't, because our main thing is we don't want other niggas to know the freaky shit that a female done did to us, because 9 out of 10, one of them backstab motherfuckers gonna try to damn find out if the shit is true. Niggas will ask. If they see the chick out, they will ask her, did y'all do this, that, the third? Or they'll see, like, yeah, Dre told me that they did this. And, like, there's always some nigga that's in our clique that's gonna damn spill the beans. So we say certain shit, but we don't say too much.
Well, I don't know.
Hi, Ramon. Hi, Feed. Ramon asked me what I was drinking. I am drinking a strawberry lemonade concoction that I have created on my own.
Nice.
It has alcohol. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the live feed. Deborah says, I think we both talk the same way, but to specific people or whatever. Some conversations are not for all friends. You're exactly right, because the conversations I have with just, you know, my best friend, when I tell y'all it's to be a fly on the wall with my best female friends, y'all would be like, yo, what the hell are y'all talking about and why?
Mm-hmm.
So, there is some stuff that my best friend Renata can tell you that we have talked about, and we have giggled and kikied about some stuff in life. You know, I can't even begin to tell y'all, because she was my college roommate, and we have definitely kikied. We have set some shit up. We have done all types of stuff. So I can't even begin to tell you what that's like when it comes to my best friends. Now, like, if it's chicks that I just hang with, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just kind of hang. Well, we talk about random shit. But my best friend, we're going to the grave with some of that stuff because we was like, what? You did what? You mean to tell me you didn't do that? Like, this is, it's some stuff when it comes to your best friend. And that's some stuff that me and Dre are probably talking about. And y'all probably be like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Like, it's, I can't even begin to explain because Dre sometimes forgets that I'm a girl, and I.
He's a dude.
He'll tell you he's a dude for whatever reason, but I'm still a female. Like, I still do female ass shit. Like, what? But he tells me stuff, and I'm like, you really telling me this? So yeah. So that's what usually happens with us or whatnot. So, y'all, still Dre to hush, because I'm still a female at the end of the day. How about that one? What, Dre, say something I like?
I ain't said a word.
I can't, but, not tonight.
No. And Taylor, this is why I'm talking about my boobage on this thing, and it ain't that much. Normally, it'd be everywhere, but it's not that much. I pulled it together.
I see. You should have seen how they were hanging out on women. Nah, they was out there on women.
Really?
It was boobie day. It's love. It's all love.
Hey, Jesus, church a lot of that. So. We'd like to hear from you all. Who has the worst conversation between men and women when they get with their friends and they like to kiki? Ramon has a question.
Oh,
do women have issues with seeing Ramon alone? Okay, so Ramon says, do women have issues with seeing men friends as just friends? He always labeled my guy friend. So I don't have a problem with somebody having a female friend that's actually their female friend or men friends. Look, my best friend is a freaking guy. There's nothing there. He's a little ugly dude. Like, that's just my friend. Like, ain't no shit there. Like, nothing. That's like my bub. Like, what? So, I don't know how other females feel about their significant others and whatnot, having all these friends. So, so ladies, y'all tell me what y'all think.
Please, somebody speak up. Not all at once, man. Let's get it.
Really?
Sure, you ugly.
Okay, so I'm not really. In a tizzy about it, I guess, because I have friends, so I'm not really in a tizzy about it. I guess it depends on what exactly is going on. I guess it depends on the situation, but I'm not really like, oh my God, no, I'm not gonna be rude to her either. Because I know chicks that do that. Like, they'll meet them and then just be, like, mad, mean, and disrespect. Like, I'm not about to do all that. That's too petty.
I agree.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
heard that story of all that nonsense. I don't care. I mean, I don't trip. Like, as long as there's no disrespect, and, you know what I mean, I'm not going to disrespect another person. If you would like to cause me to be in this situation, out of pocket, then I will step out of pocket, but not, you know what I mean? It's just,
you know. Okay. Dre. Did I lose my connection? Wait a minute. Just trying to make sure.
What happened? I'm laughing at Jamie checking us up out in this live feed. This shit is so funny.
First of all, you will not use my government name on this show. What?
Oh, my.
Janice.
Oh,
but anyway, we're going to sidestep what you got to say because Janice had a question. Janice wants to know, are guy friends opportunities? No.
No.
No, not at all.
Not in the least bit. No.
Yeah.
Not even in my darkest hour. Not the darkest hour. I cannot.
Not even in my darkest hour.
Like if it was a situation where it was like life or death, then it'd just be like, well, this I have to just make my peace and go. Like I. If the human race depended on it, I'm sorry guys, it's not.
Oh, No, I don't think it's a missed opportunity. I think that all of us are better friends to each other than being in relationships. So I'm going to tell you like this, because my guy friend is drunk, okay? If I was in a relationship with Andre Little, I would have probably shot him by now because he gets on my nerves. He gets on my nerves bad. And so, therefore, like, we would be in a domestic situation because he makes me want to just knock him out all the time.
No, we wouldn't because your ass going to jail. Whoever gets the phone first, the other one going to jail. Put your hands on me. You want to? You doing them 74? You going to jail?
What? I'm not going to jail because I ain't fighting
no woman. That goes for any female. Put their hands on me. You gonna learn the hard way. I'm gonna swear it down. I'm dying. You going to jail?
Really? You taller than me.
Yep.
You bigger than me. They gonna see that? They're going to believe that, for real, in real life. They're going to believe
that. You know everybody believes short women are angry and always strong, and they love to fight anyway, so they take my side.
Well, I already got a bunch of fights against me anyway, because I'm not one.
Short women are mean and strong. I can't.
I'm already up on the 5'5".
Yeah, I slipped down. Like, I'm about to die. I swear to God, I'd be like, oh, God, Officer Gill, she's coming this way.
I promise you I was talking to you saying. You understand that? You understand that, brother? But no. No. I don't think that's the reason. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And we appreciate you all there with Ramon as well. So thank you. So, be back in. But yeah, I don't think it's missed opportunities. I think that some people are just meant to be your friends. Not every man that you come across has to be that dateable ass man. He doesn't have to be at all. He doesn't have to be. He can be just your friend because when you think about it, people are supposed to come into your lives for certain reasons. And sometimes that's what they're there for. They're there to be your friend. They're there to teach you lessons and move it along. Some people ain't. Every man is not meant to be your boyfriend or your mate. Okay? Get it.
True.
I agree.
Or your mate.
I think
okay.
I figured out how that's true. That okay. So at the beginning of the show, we did explain that we need some trial and some error because we're trying to get this live feed thing together because it's something new to us. So
you hear a little echo a little bit. It's okay. We understand. That's because we have some lines going on. So Deborah said, some of us good hangout partners. You're right, Deborah. And some kids don't have hubby. Maybe do have males and wanting to be every female.
So Deborah said, some are just good hangout partners. You're right, Deborah. And some kids
get confused
that they want
to. So whoever that is, you know you can mute the computer, right? You can hit the mute button.
That's a good comment.
Go on and turn that down.
Okay, so I can't really mute because of my laptop. So, yeah. So if you have, okay. So if you have, I think it's because if we have a live feed up, mute your information or whatever. So this is, like I said, we are in trial and error tonight because we're trying new things. Ramon has another one. Terry, a guy from, he's an IT guy. He said, does bad sex put men in the friend zone?
Oh, you know, I'm not. Go ahead. I think so. Because, I mean, you'll try it, and if it's not, if you don't like the ride, you're not going to get on the ride again. No. I think it does. It does. Like, you become friends real quick. Like, no.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
This ain't going to work. So it's better that we just going to be cool. And that's it. Yeah. I can see that.
Okay. You know what? No. I mean, it could be yes and no, because I'm terrible at friend zoning people. I'm terrible at, not necessarily terrible, but I will friend zone you quick without even having sex with you because of some stuff that you might do that's like, nope. I ain't even about to tolerate none of that.
I thought I was going to do that.
We ain't about to do nothing. We can go to the movies. We can hang out. We ain't even going to cuddle. We ain't going to kiss. We ain't going to do nothing. But it's just not going to happen for us because you irritate my spirit, so you're going to be my friend.
Oh,
y'all know how last week you played me on some stuff. But you're just gonna be my friend. Like, you would just. Why can't we just be friends? Why can't we be? Why can't we just be friends? Like, really? No, always having to have sex. No, none of that. We can just be friends. Be buddies. You can tell me about your girl problems. I can tell you about my guy problems. And it's nothing. Why can't we just be friends? What you think?
No, I absolutely agree.
It just happens that way. It does. I mean, okay. So Ramon is full of questions.
Me
because him and his coworkers are enjoying our show. I thank you all so much for hanging out, and I, brothers, don't drool over me. I ain't nothing to look at. I ain't nothing. Okay, so some of the women want to know, why do men friend zone them? Dre, what do you have to say? Because you are the male perspective on this show. How do you, what is something that makes you friend zone a woman?
Talking too goddamn much. If you sitting there and you just already just started, like, we didn't exchange numbers or whatever, right? And, like, we just talking, you know what I'm saying? We've been talking for, like, 2-3 days, and then you already done planned out my whole motherfucking month.
next week let's go do this, and week after that we're going to go do this, and then week after that we're going to go do this. Like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Stop. Like Taylor say, wait a minute. No. God almighty. And then if you sitting there and you constantly, like, just, like, nitpicking, like, you, like, every little thing I do, you want to argue about it. And then that'll get me, too. That irks my nerves, too, and I throw you in front of all that shit, too. And then if you say something to me and I know you said it, and then the next day I got to remind you what you said, and then you try to tell me you didn't say it, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is this before or after you get the cat?
I don't see, that's the whole thing. I'm not like most of these damn dudes running. I get a bad rep for the motherfuckers I hang with and shit. I don't be pressing on, like, sex. I'm at the age now, like, we go out, it happened. If you want to fuck the first night, we fuck the first night. I feel like we grown. I'm growing up to them, you know what I'm saying, make my own decisions or whatever. But all of me, like, sitting there asking, you know what I'm saying, constantly, like, every other sentence, asking you, we going to fuck? No, I'm not like that. And then,
okay, so I don't think
that. They usually trip on me before we even have sex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just one of them dudes. I can just talk and then they feel a certain way.
About the shit you pick. I think that goes back to definitely the things, the females that you pick out the crowd. So, yeah, I think that's what that is. Yeah. So.
Yeah, the time, I don't be picking. The ones I be wanting to pick, I don't ever say nothing to them. It's always I get chosen, and I'm thinking that it ain't going to be a relationship type thing. And then next thing you know, I'm cuffed. It happened.
Hmm.
That's okay. Like I said, that's why I made posted that meme today and said cup season has been postponed because it's still hot outside. My inbox has been jumped.
Cause you're a whole bag, buddy.
Oh my god! Anyway,
say something I don't like, Andre Ziegler. Say something I do not like. I will drive across town.
Tennis shoes.
What? What was? You know what? I think that sometimes. The way that sometimes some women get friend zoned is because they don't say what they want from the beginning. So if you're wanting to be in a relationship with this man, tell him that don't sugarfoot and wait for him to make some moves on some things. Because sometimes men pussyfoot. They don't let you know or anything. So yeah, I would say the reason why we get friend zoned sometimes is because we don't say exactly what we want when we want it. And me, I've been that girl. I've been that one where I have been sidetracked because I didn't say exactly what I wanted. Now, they sitting over here unhappy and shit and telling me all about it. Well, I can't help you, honey. You unhappy. What you want me to do? You better go find you some happiness somewhere. Because it ain't got nothing to do with me. So, that's how I feel. Ladybugs, what do y'all feel? And I sip my drink.
Okay. I feel the same way.
So,
go ahead.
Ladybugs. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm about to go.
Okay, I'll go. So I feel the same way. I feel like we don't set those expectations up in the front. Like, we so busy trying to shield them and, you know, or not seem like, you know, we have some sort of issue or whatever the case may be. But you need to tell him up front, you know what I mean? Because if he don't know, he can't do nothing about it. Closed mouths don't get fed, you know what I mean? So then you know in the beginning, if you tell him, this is what I'm looking for, and he's like, that's not what he wants, then you know to not put yourself in a situation or do things that you would do for somebody that you're trying to make your man. So you got to learn how to just keep it real. I mean, that's the problem. Like, that's my number one saying in everything. Like, you got to keep it real in every situation that you're in order to prevent these type of issues from happening. And that's why we fucking get friend zoned, because we be doing the fucking most sometimes. And don't nobody got time for all that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Deborah said along the lines of that, too. Hey, Deborah. Taylor.
I absolutely agree. I think it's not always, women aren't always willing to stand up for themselves, or they're willing to say what exactly it is that they want out of fear that it's going to be rejection. I do think that sometimes you get friend zoned because of what you're picking, meaning the type of guy that you're dealing with. I feel like you always get warning signs. You always know who and what a person is. You always get warning signs. Whether or not you choose to ignore it is something different. If you're dealing with a dude and you know, like, he's giving, like, you know deep down in your spirit, you know this dude is not what you're looking for. But you keep dealing with it because it's like, well, maybe it'll turn into something. It's not going to turn into anything. You're going to be his friend because he's not what you're looking for and you're not what he's looking for. But you knew that already. So it's no point in sitting around being upset and miserable. Like, you knew from the rip. Like, women need to start paying attention to intuition. You need to start listening to yourself. You need to start trusting yourself. You dealing with this dude, it's 3-4 months in, and you still don't know what's going on. It's time to go.
Agreed.
So that's how I think
agree.
Women... I think that's how women get friend zoned, because it's like, you knew from the rip. Like, you knew damn well Raekwon did not want to have no relationship.
You
want to know
how
you knew? Because you want to know why? Because you knew that he was messing with two other women, and then you just jumped in the fold. So that lets you know right then and there that he don't want to be bothered with you. He want to be bothered for the time being, but he don't want to be with you because he's still dipping around. You know that. So what? So why are you upset with him? What you mad at him for?
Well, why you mad? Why you Superman? I get it. I understand. And
big man.
I think like Superman. And so, Kevin, we have not ignored your question. We were trying to get through this question first before we moved on to the next question on the feed. So, Kevin wants to know, are guy friends the boyfriend in waiting and prep? Does she have him in the bullpen for later use? No. I won't use it. Don't need it. It's okay. He ain't my next to be boyfriend. I promise you, I'm going to put him in a doggone nursing home if he let me. I tried to put him in there a couple of years ago, but he's still just sitting around getting on my nerves. So, no, he ain't my boyfriend in waiting. My connection on my laptop. I apologize.
I agree.
So what do y'all
no,
think?
They're not. No, not at all.
No. Again, I'm going to go back. Again. No. If human race depended on it, I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't. You know, I'd be like, you take one for the team, I just can't do it. No, not at all. Not in the least bit. It wouldn't even, no. Just no.
That's funny. So Deborah has a question. Hi, Deborah again. She said, can a man really turn a known hoe into a diamond in the rough? meaning a main girl.
Well, honey, I ain't never been nobody's hoe, so I don't.
Me neither. I don't know. But I would like to say no.
Dre, can a man really turn a known hoe into a diamond in the rough? So pretty much a hoe into a housewife. Can a man do it? Can she let go of his hoe ass?
I don't know, man. I know one dude that did it, but I still think she got hoe tendencies. Because sometimes she'll slip up, and like we all hanging out over there, she'll slip up and say some hoe with shit, and everybody be looking at her like, you know what I'm saying, she about to have a breakdown and shit, like she about to have a hoe flashback. But I don't know too many dudes that try to turn it, because...
Wait, did he just say a
whole
flashback?
He said that.
Yep. Because, you know, because always, it's like
it's
always,
in the world.
I've always said this. A dude that tries to talk to a hoe and he knows she's a well-known hoe, and then he falls in love with her, and then he still tries to make her a good woman. Some of them motherfuckers right there, they got a lot of patience, and they'll keep on doing this shit, and then shit keep on down running their asses over, getting away with murder and shit, and they'll keep doing it until they finally think they got a trap. And then, nah, I don't know too many dudes that can do it, because some of them will be like, okay, damn, she'll be like the perfect girlfriend, but she's a hoe. And then if she do stop hoeing, and then they start being together, it's always going to be in the back of his mind when he leaves or when she answers the phone.
Oh,
and then she... She can answer the phone and be like, some women, they be on the phone, they hit that little giggle, and you're like, what the fuck you laughing at? Like, what the fuck she laughing at? She must be on the phone.
Wait,
with man, I knew she was still out there in the street.
Oh, my.
Like, he got trust issues, so he don't need to be with her no way.
Exactly.
So,
my whole thing is, like, you know what I'm saying, they'll try to do it, but in the back of their mind, they're going to be like, nah, she's still out there in the street. Fuck that. She probably got a kick in her mouth right now. Then I know one dude, I used to work with this cat, and this motherfucker, every day, he called home, like, every damn 20 minutes, he was calling home. And then I was like, damn, nigga, why you always calling home? Oh, just checking on her. Now, nigga, you make sure she ain't answering the phone. You don't hear that noise in the background. And then he was like, what noise? And you would use it. Now, then you call her, what you doing? She's like, ooh, nothing.
Ooh?
Nothing. Fuck around and hear that moaning in the background.
Not
and nigga, fuck around and leave early.
He's like, laying on the couch, stretching.
A lot of motherfuckers don't believe that shit neither.
But you know what?
Believe.
That's what happens when you try to discount somebody's whole fact report.
Exactly.
You can't discount that whole fact report. That's just like discount a car fact report. That motherfucking car might look good on the outside and it might be running good now, but eventually that shit's going to creep up from that car fact just like whole fact. So,
thank you.
No.
A lot of these hoes, they be hoes, and a lot of niggas don't be knowing they hoes, but they get around certain people, and then they hear the little chitter chatter like, damn, what the fuck you doing with that bitch? He don't know her nothing about her. He can't know nothing about her. Then they'll go to somebody, go back and tell it, give her the little secrets away and all the shit you used to do. Then that nigga be looking at her like, so you wasn't going to tell me about the six niggas that ran the train on you 3 weeks ago before we met?
But you know what?
That's
him being stupid.
Wait a minute. Did he just say the six dudes that ran the train 2 weeks before
he
we
did.
Met?
He did with
so
a straight face.
Ray, I'm raising my hand again. I got a question.
It could be the other way around.
Six people
in train. Who hurt you? I'm just saying, I have seen niggas, but ain't nobody hurt me, because I have seen niggas go through this shit, man. Like, the people I used to work with, like, on my jobs and shit,
before this, before I even started working it down at Procter Gamble, I used to sit there and look at these motherfuckers coming to work, and like you can always tell which dude is having woman problems. They come in the damn plant, slamming shit down, just walking around, just frowning up all goddamn day and shit. And then you walk over there and be like, yo, what's wrong, man? Then they look at you with a straight face. Man, I'm just tripping, man. Shit going on at the crib. That's when you know some shit done went down. You know, just like females, the same way. Like, y'all could be, you know what I'm saying? You can just meet the dude, but you don't know his whole facts. Like, especially if the nigga's not from here. Like, he's not from where you from. And then you meet this motherfucker,
right.
Like, oh, shit. Then this thing you know, say for instance, Medusa can be like, Taylor, girl, I met the perfect girl, the perfect dude. This dude is like extravagant. He's this, he's that, yada, yada, yada. And then Medusa say, he's on Facebook and he goes by such and such. And then Taylor be like, raising my hand, you know he's a hoe, right? He has banged this. Because there's always going to be some motherfucker that knows the damn history on a dude or a fucking female. And then Medusa be sitting there mad because she didn't know that he was a hoe. And then she ain't going to have to break up with the hoe.
And then I'm going to investigate. I'm going to investigate that shit. I'm going to investigate that nigga. I'm going into private eye mode. I'm going to be
finding out everything I can at that point.
See, Dre, you're forgetting the most important part. We investigate. Y'all just look and dive in. We investigate.
Exactly.
See, now what's going to happen now? Your whole scenario. I done told Medusa that her guy friend is a little bit of a hoe. So now what happens now is somebody going to have to get Instagram, somebody going to have to check the Facebook, and somebody going to have to check Twitter. So now we got to get a Mod involved because somebody got to go through the Twitter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now somebody got to go through the Facebook, and somebody got to go and investigate the Instagram. And then once we compile all the data, then we move forward.
Exactly.
That's how that goes. Y'all just be like, oh, okay, she got fat ass and she got titties. Okay, cool. That's the part that pisses me off.
All y'all women think that every man is built like that, and all they're looking at is the ass and titties and all this. That's them young motherfuckers that's doing that shit. I'm an older dude. I'm looking to see if she got a pocketbook.
Okay,
she ain't got no pocketbook.
So you looking at her eyebrows? Are you looking at her eyebrows and her edges?
I say,
No.
I look at the personality or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I go, because anybody can have a banging ass body. But if your fucking attitude is nasty, and then I know that I'm going to be snapping at the drop of a dime, I can't fuck with you, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to piss me the fuck off. And that's going to drive me fucking nuts. I don't give a fuck how bagging your body is. And the way these bodies is man-made these days, that shit could be fucking fake for all I know. Fuck around and get you in the room, you can pull, I'm going to get you sucking. Pull all that shit off. Fake ass in the flow. Hair in the flow. Leg in the flow. Titties in the flow. And I'm going to be sitting there with this skeleton-looking bitch, and I'm going to be mad.
I cannot with you. Did you just...
The leg is on the floor.
Y'all ain't never seen the movie. I'm gonna get you something. I'm just saying.
Yes, that she showed it. Everything was fake on her motherfucking ass. Leg,
everything
hair,
was fake on her. That shit ain't really fucking happening. So I base my whole shit off your attitude. If you give me good vibes, we good. But if I damn sit there and I try to talk to you, and then every 5 minutes you sucking your teeth and rolling your eyes and talk about, because I can't stand a chick that they gotta have the dude that's 7'11" with damn not even
all
a six pack. He gotta have at least a fucking 12-pack and a goddamn beard. This beard shit is how fucking rages these days.
He's a hater when it comes to beards.
Oh, he got a beard, girl. He is sexy. He got a beard. Tell that nigga to shave his
beard. That's not everybody.
Tell him to shave that beard so you can see them razor bumps up under that shit. Most niggas that damn got beards and shit, the niggas look like squirrels in the damn face. The beard is hiding the ugly.
No, I'm not going to walk on the deck because them things look like I want to sit on them faces a little bit. So, that ain't.
She just said it. She said, oh, my.
And see,
that's
how y'all get bamboozled. Y'all sit there and see the damn, oh, he got a beard. I'm going to try to holler. I'm going to talk to him. Then, just to let you know, the bearded nigga that you was tripping over and thought he was all of that, this motherfucker ain't about shit. He got 12 kids, a whole wife, and another bitch on the side. Along with
damn.
Me.
Listen, you can't bamboozle a player partner. So it don't
bam.
Even matter if he got a beard or not. I'm going to tell you what the fuck I want from you, and that's the fuck I want from you. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's
I don't care about you and all that stuff.
We just had this conversation with folks. That's because you're a dude. Some chicks ain't, all women ain't built like you. That's a damn show.
My thing is this. Okay, we get it. But you're a hater. But,
what?
It's about that. You don't have to always be bamboozled by the things that you like. Sometimes it's he has all the qualities that you like, but sometimes there's something that you don't like about him. So it's not always it. Just like I don't feel like I'm just like this. I'm 5'1". You got to be taller than me. Okay? That's everybody. If you come up and walk with me, talk to me, talk to some I'm 4'11", and you come to hear on me. We can't talk about
no,
nothing.
No, we are not gonna be. No, it ain't no lollipop kids. We're not gonna be
four. Ramona, I just said it. I'm 5'1". So, I'm not. No. Now, keep in mind, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've dated some old brothers that's 6'10", 7 foot. But that's not always what I want. I learned a long time ago, light-skinned men ain't really for me. I learned light-skinned men ain't for me. You know why they ain't for me? Because they bitch-made sometimes. No. I like me old chocolatey man, you know. I like them nice and chocolate, because I eat chocolate every now and again. So, yeah, sometimes, but you know,
when
you're talking
about, you know
what?
I cannot with her.
You know, I'm a tall, male, complexed man. Brother, you got to be darker than me, because I'm had issues with you light-skinned boys. I'm tired of y'all. I don't mess with you.
Some of them, some of them yellow boys is little bitches, some of them. Mm-hmm. I've had some good ones and bad ones.
I had
honey
every
single day. Man, it's funny y'all say that because this dude got out of the day in this group I'm in. Man, that shit was funny. He was old yellow bearded motherfucker. That's all she made this dude up. That's WCW and that damn thing. Motherfucker, old bearded ass niggas. Everybody's talking about his beard, dude. And he so did that the third. That's why we got a whole other family.
Damn.
Just out here in this world being like this for no reason and just telling lies. I also noticed, you know, men tell lies, period. But some them extravagant ass lies, them doggone light skinned men tell. If you don't set your
oh my God.
Ass down.
Yes, they are so fucking ridiculous. Like, it's like, did you not have friends growing? Like what happened? Did you like lose your imagination when you was a kid? Like, you get grown and start lying, and it ain't no point in you lying like that because anybody, if a woman really want to find out, if she is on her shit, she is going to investigate your ass. You ain't just going to be able to tell her whatever, and that be it. Like, she going to try to figure everything out, and then you're going to get caught up, and they come up with this bullshit. Like, really, where did you get that from? Like, who you need to, like, write for TV. Your imagination is so great. Like, you lying ass little fucker.
First of all, Taylor is stupid because she said light skinned dudes cry in the shower listening to Kenny G. Shut up, you're dumb. Ramona, it's so
funny that people say you can't handle this.
Nobody believe me. Okay. I'm serious. They do. They cry in the shower listening to Kenny G. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
They pregame listening to CD 101.9, the Smooth Jazz Channel. I'm telling you.
Ramon is on his feed, and I'm going to tell y'all, Ramon is about to make me jump through this live feed. Because one, brother in the tech support who says Detroit can't handle Detroit dude, I've already lived in that situation. Whatever. No, because that's probably how I got most of the ones that won't leave me the fuck alone. Ha. So guess what? So, I'm just saying, don't discount a light-skinned girl just because you ain't had the right light-skinned girl. Okay? So don't discount her. Don't. Because I know some light-skinned savages, and they don't walk amongst the living like normal. Okay? So don't act like that. Don't act like that. And Taylor, I'm done with you, Kenny G. That's all I got to say. Why am I tapping my laptop screen like it's touchable?
I'm with you on the tall guys. Being a short girl, and the tall guys, like, yeah, we can't be walking around with like two motherfucking Oompa Loompas. What do you think this is, Willy Wonka in a chocolate factory? No, like, no, thank you. I need to have some more.
I'm already. You can't be short like me.
Well, and it's something about a tall nigga. You can hang off them big tall tree trunk niggas. You can just hang off of them, do all kind of shit, just hang on their neck and do all kind of shit. I'm just saying. I mean, that's my preference, but I'm not gonna turn nobody down because they 5'6" or 5'7" or 5'8", you know. But you can't be 5'0", and I'm just no. I'm 5'1½", but you can't, nah. So I have a preference, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to turn love down if it comes in a 5'7" package, you know what I mean? He's still taller than me, you know what I mean? But I will turn it down if he's 4'11" or 5'1". Like, we can't be the same size. We're going to look like two little twins. Uh-uh. No, thank you.
Twins. You wear the same outfit and stuff. You wear the same size shoe with me.
I'm just saying, what? Like, no. What is this? Like, no.
It's all about purpose all the time now at this point. So yeah, it's what you prefer in life. And sometimes we notice that our preference is not exactly that what we need. Now, I've stepped outside my box a couple times. Okay. And that's why I jump right back into my box, because sometimes outside of my box ain't what I need either.
I must say that I'm pleasantly surprised thus far, you know. So yeah, but hey, it is what it is, you know. He's still tall though, so that's nice.
I mean, I can take chances on people or whatnot. So, yeah, let's take chances. So let's get back to, like, the original topic of what this show is really supposed to be about. So, Dre, what do you and your homeboys talk about? I know you don't talk about certain shit with me. So what do you and your homeboys talk about?
Well, I don't tell them motherfuckers nothing. I just listen to them. And they always talk about somebody that we didn't see, they say something about, man, she had a fat ass. I wonder who she talked to. Or they'd be like, man, I heard she did this, that, the third, and yada, yada, yada. It's basically the same shit that y'all do, but it ain't as rough as y'all, though.
I don't think for what? I don't think we're rough on the guy.
But I don't listen. But I have learned my lesson. Because once you tell a motherfucker something, they going to want to find out for themselves.
I think that's true. There's some people that just like that and on both sides. There's some bitches that's like that too, you know, secretly, you know.
Exactly. Because I know one chick, I remember this shit like it was yesterday too. Two chicks got to fight in the work because one of the girls went back and told her homegirl what the dude did for her sexually and all this other bullshit. She's like, girl, I ain't never had my ass ate like that before, and he did just that the third. 2 days later, the damn chick went and damn met up with the dude, found, seen him somewhere, and then he died like a true nigga. He fucked up and fucked her, and then she didn't tell the girl that he fucked her. She seen her damn number in the nigga's phone, and then she asked another person about the shit, and it just went from there to worse.
Yeah, that's what
you're taking.
She
your friend ain't trying to find out all your little secrets that a dude done did to you.
They
want to know.
You know the ones.
I ain't telling you about my
ones. You know the ones you can talk to and the ones that you can't. Like some bitches,
exactly.
Just like I said, they really have a secret agenda. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people will hang around you and they'll call themselves your friend, but on the low, they're really kind of fucking jealous of you, you know what I'm saying? And they just, like, waiting to see shit crumble, you know what I'm saying? So that's what they hang around for. I didn't have some snake-ass bitches around me like that, you know what I mean? And luckily, I learned before it was too late, but a person is always going to show you who they are, you know what I mean? You just have to pay attention, because if a bitch will do something sneaky to somebody else, she'll do something sneaky to you. I don't put nothing past a sneaky asshole. I just don't. I don't trust them. So that's why my circle is small, you know. I'm not going to tell everybody everything.
Exactly, because I had one do me like that. And he found out, because he fucked around. I didn't know that this motherfucker was looking over my shoulder when I be texting, or he pays attention to me when I be talking. So I try to talk low and shit, right? So he caused himself getting mad at me, went back to all the chicks that I met when I was around hanging with him. He found them on Facebook. And I shit you not, he came by every last one of them and was telling them some straight grimy shit. Thought that shit was going to stop them from fucking with me, right? So, one of the chicks that I was fooling with, and I still talk to her from time to time, we don't fuck around like that. She worked for the radio station. And she's gorgeous. I mean, BF done seen on my page and everything. And she only comes on Facebook to either pick with me about football or she wished me happy birthday. This fool almost messed that up. When I tell you, she sits there and she'll call and be like, yo, I cook. You want to come through? And I'm like, yeah, okay. If he would have fucked up that steak dinner, I'd kill that dude. I'm telling you. Because she can cook her ass off. And he tried his best to sabotage the shit out of me. Like, he went through... This motherfucker made a fake Facebook page and went through my whole friends list. And everybody that was on my shit that was commenting that he knew that I fucked with, he went in the inbox and was telling them all types of grimy shit about me. So when I caught the motherfucker and asked him why did he damn do the shit and shit, oh, man, no, it wasn't even like that, man. I ain't do it. He took off. He lucky I couldn't run. Because I probably would have damn, I should have jumped in the car and ran his ass over.
Hell no. He ain't
but
worth
yeah,
going to jail.
That motherfucker will try to throw a monkey wrench in your plan. That's why when we sit there talking and shit, like them niggas, they'll talk. I just listen. I got far back and I just listen. Because I was
okay.
Like, damn, that sounds very interesting. I'm not going to sit there and be like, yo, nigga, she damn let me put it up under her arm, like Ron say. Nope.
What is wrong today? But okay.
I
get it. I don't know. But we have another question in the feed. Carla wants to know, is it okay for your man to make new women friends while in a relationship?
Depends. That depends. How long y'all been talking? How long she saying they've been talking? Hello?
I think
it depends. I'm listening.
How long she said they've been talking? What's the time?
She just said it was okay to make new friends. Now,
When she say friends, what kind of friends? Like when he just like talking to somebody they work with, or a friend.
Paul, we need some explanation.
More.
Okay. Add to the feed. I'll get more clarification as we continue to talk about this. You know what? I'm a people person.
If she got a problem with somebody and they just talking, they just friends like that shouldn't be nothing to worry about.
No, yeah, I'm the same. Like, you can be friends. Maybe you have a coworker and y'all talk and at work.
Yeah,
whatever.
The motherfucker coming to the house, and he got gifts that she done sent him and shit, and he talking about his work wife and all that bullshit. Then you whoop ass.
That's bullshit.
But I
wish
them damn work husbands. Them motherfuckers, they put in work, boy.
No, not necessarily. Because when I used to work in the building or whatever, I had a cubby hubby, and I knew his girlfriend / now fiance, mother of his child, and there was no problem. I didn't want him in that way. He was just a dude who sat beside me at work, and we.
But that was you. But you got to think. It's some grimy ass bitches out here. Like, seriously, like, it's some grimy ass bitches and some grimy niggas out here. And they don't care. Like, they have no respect for relationships. They have, you know what I'm saying? They're going to try to see a way to get it in. They're always looking for an angle. So, you know what I mean? You have to be very careful. Like, no, you're not. That bitch don't know she texting you. She don't need to text you every day and tell you good morning for what? I text you good morning.
I got a question.
I have an answer to your previous question. Can I answer that first?
Yeah.
You said 2 months. That's how long y'all been together? 2 months? Girl, don't you worry about that girl being that man friend.
If he didn't exchange, they didn't exchange numbers. And he's texting her and calling and shit, then you get worried. Other than that,
they're
friends.
Don't even worry about it.
They can go out for lunch and stuff. It's okay, you know, but you just have to be careful,
I don't know about that going out to lunch shit now.
Now, me and Cubby, the Cubby that I had.
That was my question. How the hell you talk about you had a hubby Cubby, work
cubby,
husband,
cubby.
But you single. You single as hell. The work husband only helps when you got somebody at your house. If you got a boyfriend, then you supposed to have a work husband. How you single and got a work husband? How do you pull that off?
Because I'm a motherfucking pimp.
Oh,
anyway.
I was just about to say that. She a P-I-M-P.
She's such a dude, man.
She's a micro-mini.
Keep in mind that he and I had worked together for a very long time. We actually transitioned from different parts of the company together. So we were always together. Like, that's the dude who sat beside me. And that's what it was. It wasn't anything. I didn't have his phone number to call him at home and no shit like that. It would just be like, okay, we would take turns buying breakfast. It might be Thursday. Oh, I'll stop at the, McDonald's and grab him a biscuit. Okay, he might stop at Bojangles the next day. He grabs me a biscuit. It wasn't never, oh, let's go to lunch together. Am I going to see you after this? No, that was my friend at work. That's all it was. It didn't aspire to anything else. I knew his girlfriend, love her to death. Like, no.
But again, Imaj, you're not a grimy bitch. That's what we saying. Like, at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is there are more people that are grimy than people that are not. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. Like, some people have ulterior motives and they have different angles and they're trying to get in where they can fit in. You know what I mean? And they may see, okay, they may know him from work and hang out and, talk to him and stuff, and he may talk about his girl, and he may like send her flowers or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So see, and they may have a nigga who's at home and who ain't shit. You know, who don't do nothing. Who ain't about, you know what I'm saying? Just awful. The pit. You know, sitting around just sinking in the couch or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So they have, they'll be that bitch that's the shoulder to cry on conveniently. Just like there are men that do the same thing. They the ones that's the shoulder to cry on. You having a bad day? Like they have their radar set. And that's just the truth. I mean, it's sad that it's like that because, you know, men and women sometimes have to be careful about the relationships that they have outside of their, you know, the friendship, should I say, outside of their relationships because of that. But, I mean, this is the world that we live in. People don't give up. Like, side chicks and hoes be winning sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they out here doing the damn thing. You know what I mean? Like, people, if we live in a society where people do not care about being the other one. They don't care. It's okay for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have respect for relationships. They don't value marriage. You know what I mean? They don't value fucking
exactly.
commitment. They don't know what commitment means.
Oh,
so the truth of the matter is that we got so many people out here that's doing that dirty shit. It's hard to differentiate between somebody who is just a genuine, nice person.
I got a whole bunch of issues right now.
Yeah,
and this
update.
Chick
have
says she's happy being a side chick.
Yeah, they'll talk about it. They'll brag about it. I know somebody who brags about it.
Yeah,
brag about
exactly. This chick says she has been. She not only she talked to my homeboy, but she got to who she fooled with. She says she's been the side chick of this dude for 15 fucking years, and she knows us pretty. But then she gets mad at my boy when he goes home to his wife, and then he threatens to expose him on Facebook. When he don't come to her house and bring her work, bring her some cigarettes or bring her a drink or whatever, she gets mad at the drop of a dime. And then when she do get mad at him, she tries to expose him, like little dumb shit like that. So how can you be happy being a side bitch for 15 years? You miserable.
Yeah, exactly. And
okay, so that's her. But here's what Carla had to say. She said that he is always making new friends and feels like it's a violation of their relationship. So, Carla, is he a people person? Like, I know I'm a people person, and I meet no strangers. So my significant other would have to understand that I'm always talking to people. I meet people in the grocery line. That's just how people person I am. So is it that he's making new friends or he's just a people person? Because some dudes are people. Some guys are.
Yeah. You got to know her mate. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, they still new. You know what I mean? And she has to know her mate. She has to know his patterns and, you know, understand that who he is. You know what I mean? Because you can't change a person from being the person that they are. If they are outgoing, friendly, you know what I'm saying, life of the party ass person, that's who they are. When you get with them and they need to stay that person because that's who they have been made to be. You know what I mean? So what she needs to do is understand who he is, you know what I mean, and be secure in that relationship because, you know what I mean, if not, she's going to always be bothered and have issues with the fact that he's meeting new people, you know what I mean? And she might have to reevaluate her relationship and say to herself, can she deal with that type of person?
I get it. Like, that's why it's going to be, like, that's why I say it's going to be something special for the man who finally locks me down for whatever reason. Because he's going to have to understand that there's certain things that I do in my life that requires me to talk to people, befriend people,
right.
Network with people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not all going flirting with every single man I'm looking at. Please believe me, I'm not.
Right.
But I have to talk to people in order for me to be in an industry that I want to be in. I have to talk to people. So if you can't take me mixing emotions with someone, then, brother, why are you here? Why are you my plus one? You know?
Yeah.
So I even had to learn, like, for to be with someone in a public eye, you have to understand that that's what that is. They're not out here trying to build whole-ass relationships with somebody else. And then if it's new,
right.
Honey, just get to know that dude. Yes, he has female friends. Okay, that's fine.
Those sometimes those friends were there before you even got to where you were with them. So it's okay for him to have friends. So Ramon, is he really your friend? Like, really? Like, I'm reading what Ramon is saying. So, Ramon, really, is he your friend? Because, I mean, I need to understand. Like, musicians, I literally, okay, so listen. Me, personally, I've always been athletes and musicians. For whatever reason, that's what I've been attracted to. Athletes, musicians, public-ass figures. Okay? So, I understood that they had to be in the public's eye. I understood that. I knew when to fall back, and I knew when to fall forward. I know who is a friend and who is a foe. I knew it. I could pick out the wannabe trying to be side chick quick. Hey, let me step forward. Hey, little girl, you need to move. Like, you have to know what the situation is. So we don't suggest is that she continues to get to know this guy and that everything works out. If he's a people person, just enjoy that people person because he could be a non-people person and be mean all the time.
Yeah,
so,
introvert.
Yeah, and not want to go nowhere and not want to do nothing, not want you to have friends. So, hey, you got to pick and choose your battle. If he's just wanting to be friends with people, let him be friends with people. Now, if it turns and he's trying to smash all the hoes, then guess what? Then y'all have a conversation about it. But right now, this is not a conversation that y'all need to be having.
I asked a question on my Facebook, who has worse conversations with their friends, men or women? And I did get two people that responded. And Brian Kamu Black Lion Sharif said women, LOL. And then Jen said women. So I guess people are agreeing with you, Dre.
I know some people did online say women as well. They said women.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the tables have just turned. You know how we used to be, you know, I'm not going to talk about that. That's so taboo. I'm not talking about that with my friends. Now it's like, girl, listen, did you know? Like, now it's just that much more to it. Like, we don't hold our tongues anymore.
No, because it's acceptable for us to be, like, the thing is, like, we don't have to be held into a box. You know what I'm saying? It used to be a time where women were supposed to be put in this box. And we can't, you're not being a lady if you say these things or if you talk like this. I'm a fucking lady no matter what I do. You know, I'm a lady all the time. Nothing's going to change that. You know what I mean? But I have a right to express myself. And, you know, if I say stuff that may seem unladylike to someone else, oh, well, that's their issue and not mine because I'm going to continue to talk like I need to talk. You know, especially with my girl, if I can't be me and say the shit that I really want to say, that I'm thinking, that I can't necessarily say to everybody else, I got to at least be able to say it with my girl, you know?
Because when I tell y'all, I done told y'all before, me and my best friend, Renata, honey, if you could see some of the text messages, some of the stuff comes through text messaging to be so random, you'd be like, what? I get tickled at half of the stuff she said. So, imagine anybody else being able to see it. But it's just so different. Like I legit have different conversations with different people. I'm not going to have, I ain't going to have, like, I don't want to say, we got some new people on our feed, and I understand that not everybody, that's why we have a disclosure at the beginning of our show, because we say bad things and we talk inappropriately. So, if you hear me say something inappropriate, just click off if you decide. Right. So, not going to bother me. But I know that we've talked about it before, like the whole episode with Insecure about how Issa and her friends were talking about sucking penis. So we legit ask to have these conversations with our friends. Like, I know I've had them. It's so funny when you're trying to coach being through the shit. So we talk about everything together. Like, if that's just what it is. We talk about everything that doesn't scare us or does scare us. Because who can you talk to other than your friends about the things that scare you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I don't want to tell y'all what the conversation was between me and my friend, and I don't want to tell you that because I do not want to embarrass my best friend. I will not tell that will go to the grave. But they exist. They exist. So, I mean, they can probably be worse, and they're probably more detailed because men like to leave out details. Men leave out a detail or two. I'm like, oh no, I ain't gonna tell him about how she stick her booty out a little bit more than that last chick did. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna tell all that. But my best friend wanna know, and I'm talking.
They're not. They got that image to upkeep.
You know why I love them?
They're not gonna say nothing.
Like, she know about my hair follicles.
I cannot. Yeah.
Lord, that whole conversation, if ever I'm in a bad mood, I go back to that conversation, puts me in a better place.
Girl, that conversation.
That's
right
when you know you got things to talk the stuff about, and you can, y'all know I'm animated, so, yeah.
That's what made the story even better. Made it even better.
Maybe one day me and Taylor will tell the hair follicle story. Maybe one day.
I heard that story.
Maybe one day we'll tell it. Yeah, maybe we won't. But not today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As you may see, my hair follicles are attached. You see that? You see that? I got all this hair.
I can't.
This is mine. This is mine.
I'm not doing it.
It's attached. It's attached. Well, imagine. No, I'm just joking. We're not going to talk about that. But I think sometimes guys don't know. Like, they try to say, oh, well, we talk about sports. Well, me and my girls, we talk about sports, too.
I feel like it's just a lot of people are going to say women just because they are evolving. We're not just talking about, oh, it's just the kids or it's just house stuff. Like, we're evolving. So we're getting more and more complex as the days go on. So we're going to talk about house stuff. We're going to talk about the kids and parenting and everything else. But we also going to talk about some other things that might deem inappropriate people. We do. I'm not going to lie. I'm that friend that you do not put on a speakerphone. I'm sorry. I'm that friend. Don't you put me on the speakerphone. Don't
no.
you do it.
Don't
you do it.
Don't do it.
Because you don't know what. Mm-hmm. And I ask Dre, you got me on speakerphone. You got me on speakerphone. Mm-hmm. And he knows when I'm asking it, I'm about to say something dumb. Like, I'm about to say something real dumb and real outlandish and real inappropriate. So, sometimes I'm definitely not that friend, okay? Don't talk to me while you're drinking anything because a lot of times you're going to choke. Because I say random shit that just pops out. Like I just do. And I can't control it. Like I don't know what's about to come out of my mouth. These jokes just come up and out. They just do. I don't write them down. I don't think about them. No nothing. But it's just what it is. Like we have to be comfortable with our friends. And if we can't be comfortable, then who else are we going to be comfortable with? Like, I can be comfortable with my sister. I can be comfortable with her and be like, hey, look, sis. Like, it's so funny. My little sister, she'll come to me and she'll ask me something random. And she's like, you're the only person I can talk to you about this. I can't tell my friends about this. Like, you're the only person I can tell about this. Like, I'm that person. Most people come to me about this stuff.
because
definitely
one
definitely.
I've already I've done it a couple of times over probably, but I'm that chick. I'm that one. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I'm gonna tell you to go ahead and do it. I'm not that friend to talk you out of shit. Does that make sense? I don't
definitely
talk you
not.
Out of stuff.
Nope.
I talk you out
definitely
of
not.
More than like that would you something horrible.
She the first one to tell you to go on and do it. Go ahead and try it. You might like it. No?
Mm-hmm.
You supposed to tell me not to do it? No, just try it one time. And then you got to try it again and make sure you don't like it. No, I'm not. No.
And if you don't like it, I'm not going to encourage you to do it again. Go ahead. But at least try it to know that you don't like it. Let's try it. One time. And then call me and tell me all about it.
See what I'm saying?
Call me and tell me all about it, honey, because I am here to listen. That's what my job is. As your friend, I am here to listen. I do not judge you. I am here to encourage you to do better. But, honey, if you do some stuff, if you do some stuff I ain't tell you to do, then I'm going to giggle and kiki at you for a little bit. But if it's some stuff that I told you to do, I'm going to listen. And I'm going to listen to your gripes about it. I'm going to listen to you tell me about how bad it hurt. What else? How it felt, maybe. You can talk to me about making macaroni and cheese. I'm telling you.
I sure enough did. I'll never forget this. I will never forget it. It was the first Thanksgiving after my mother had passed. And I was kind of in a place where I was like, okay, well, I know I need to do something. Because it was like she had passed like right around Christmas time. So this was like the following year was Thanksgiving. And we, growing up, I wasn't allowed in the kitchen. Like when she was cooking, she had that big old wooden spoon. If you went past the refrigerator, you got popped with the spoon. So it wasn't like she didn't write down nothing. So it was like you didn't know what she was making. Like you didn't know how to make it. And I was freaking out because I figured out how to make everything else and I couldn't get the macaroni and cheese together. And I was so worried that I was about to ruin my family's whole Thanksgiving. And I sure enough did call her. I was like, I don't know how to make macaroni and cheese. She's like, girl, this is what you do. Save my whole Thanksgiving.
I'm not the only friend that you can. That shows you I have balance. I can be your inappropriate ass friend, or I can be your helpful friend. I'm your friend.
A friend with balance. Damn.
That's perfect balance. Either I'm going to make you do something so inappropriate. You gonna go, girl, listen. Or I'm gonna help you in tough times. It's just gonna happen that way. So as the show begins to wind itself down, this has been a very fun night. I have been on this live feed this whole time, and y'all done killed my battery on my
cellular
phone.
Y'all been doing this damn plan with you trying to look cute and shit. Hair flipping tail.
Oh, damn.
Well,
I don't know why you're killing
her. How she been doing this sitting there pampering herself, trying to make sure herself is cute. Yeah.
Because I can't be looking at
whatever.
That's fine. So,
trying to look cute over my own.
Trying to be cute for no Ramon. Trying to look like I got sick, dummy. Now you can throw that old yourself over there and be quiet. You little ugly dude. What in the world? But anyway, this has been the code tonight. We are not going over. We have gone over
the last few weeks. Tonight we will not be going over. We will be back here next week, next Friday, same time, same place. I have no idea what we're going to talk about next week, but we're going to talk about something, and maybe this is a very great time that you all can inbox us on our fan page, the code, or you can either send it to either one of us here on the code. A lot of times people like to jump in my inbox. If it's a question, we will try to figure it out for you and ask it on the code. Or if you want to jump in my inbox on some other shit, guess what I don't do? I don't answer them shit. So,
I'm jumping my inbox. I like retarded people, but I get retarded with you.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
No,
I'm going to tell y'all what y'all do. Everybody just listen to the show. You got any questions? Inbox Medica. She's always up, and she's very lively. She loves to say German everything.
Got
no, inbox.
Everybody on the show, just inbox Medica and FaceTime her. She loves your company. Long as she got
you know
her
what,
dude.
She can really talk to y'all. And talk y'all off a bridge, and you trying to kill yourself. She do all of that. She is.
Dre, for real? Is that what we doing today? Is that what we doing? Is that how you feel me? Okay.
Medica is the hero.
He got mad at me because last week, so when you didn't answer the phone, we had our meeting, you didn't answer your phone line because you was on the phone call for whatever reason. You called back. I was a little busy.
Trying to set up that weenie. Y'all see how low she took. She didn't deny it.
Well,
what happened was I was video chatting with somebody else.
No, I was actually. I was on FaceTime. I was on my phone. I was on FaceTime.
She was on FaceTime being nasty.
Oh, okay.
So, wait. She was on FaceTime being nasty. I'm trying to tell you that I'm your inappropriate ass friend. So, were you on FaceTime
being nasty? I wasn't being nasty. Mm-hmm. I ain't been nasty yet. I'm gonna be nasty, but I wasn't being nasty. I was just, you know, I'm getting everything set up so I can't be nasty. So, you know.
You see my face? What I'm looking at you right now? Because I'm telling you right now, you being nasty. If you couldn't answer my phone call on me, you the one who decided to have the meeting. How you gonna decide to have the meeting and then not put the phone on the whole ass hour left?
Well,
while I'm trying to have
I didn't realize it. Well, I got the call right after we hung up, so I couldn't, like, you know, that's what happened. It was an accident. It just happened like that, you know? You know, I just got
that's
that call, and I was like,
behavior. If you was video boning, it's okay, girl. It's okay.
I was not. No, I was not. I wasn't this time. I wasn't this time. I ain't say I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to video bone. It's okay.
I wasn't this time. Dre, don't even start. Because I was fully closed when I called you back. Don't try.
Shit. You don't mean nothing. You got clothes on. Girl, what? I'm fully closed.
No,
I don't anybody pick up. What was my, is that main piece?
No, but
I'm not.
I wasn't, my hair wasn't all over the, like, I wasn't panting or nothing like that. I was good. I was like, hey, what's up? I had my breath and everything. I wasn't panting or nothing. Yeah. I was good, you know.
Okay. I mean, girl, listen. As your friend, as your inappropriate ass friend, it's okay. Okay?
I know.
All right?
It is. So when I call you and tell you I just got done video boning, I'm gonna tell you. You be the first person I call and say, guess what I just got done doing? Video boning.
Make sure you don't call me my video bone. Okay? Okay.
What? Don't cross her mind. I won't answer. As you may have learned before, you don't call me. Don't call me.
So how you gonna be my? I got to call somebody and tell
her. You can call me the next day. How about that? When the sun come up on your side of the country. Okay.
Oh my goodness! Y'all penalizing me because I live. I live in another time zone. That's not fair. That's wrong. Y'all penalizing me for that. That's wrong.
Dang.
That's wrong.
Jesus, did I do it like that, honey?
Y'all tell me I can't call till the next day. I can't help it. It's only 9 o'clock here. I'm sorry. Dang.
Okay, so we're gonna let you go so that you can go ahead and get your. Because you're going to have a video conversation after this whole conversation that we're having today.
No.
But, girl, make sure your hair is staying intact. You know, sweat your weave out just a little bit. So, this is the code. We are turning over, and I promise we will not be going any further than this over at this time. So, we will be back here next week, same time. Different shenanigans, talking more inappropriate things as we do usually. So I want everyone to have a good weekend. Do everything that you probably think I would do. And then tell me all about it because I'm not doing shit. So everybody say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, good people.
Bow, bow, bow.
Mommy, oh my God.